Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson. I'm getting a late start today. I just want to say hi. Hello and welcome to everybody. And I want to welcome everybody to tonight's radio show. Tonight we're going to talk about something I've really expanded into and I really understand it. I just really want to open people up. Heaven on earth. The earth is outside us, but the heaven is inside us. So when you can explain heaven on earth as the heaven is inside us, we really open up to a new paradigm of divine. And I really understand this to now because the God is within us to go without us. And really we have the oomph within us to really expand the world and move forward. And I wrote something today, and it really opened this up. I wrote, I had a chat with the devil today, and it was all my inner stuff. And there, you know, we use the word sin a lot. There's no sin because the sin is not understanding how omnipotent you are and how powerful the human subconscious is. And that's where we really become locked and blocked in many things. But as I open up to understand, the heaven I choose to experience is the heaven inside me. And also, opening this up and understanding this is a whole different thing. Because life really becomes new playing in the old. And playing in memory, thought, mind opened this up. I mean, letting go of that really opened this up. So as I move forward to allow my life to expand, I really understand. Whenever I hear the word no and want, need, all that, that's a physical world. And that's really something new to us. And this is all new to me, but it's really an expansion because I really am starting to grasp there's nothing in the physical world. The heaven and the God and all is in within me to be intertwined with the divine, the God, the angels, and everybody. But as we look, and how do we look outside ourselves for too much stuff? And that is something I'm really starting to understand, that life plays in a bolder, brighter way. So today we start doing this, and we really start opening up new paradigms within ourselves. But how do we try to stay in yesterday? And what do we not do to stay in yet? Well, what do we do to stay in yesterday? And so how do we do things that we ain't used to doing, but we really try to stay inside them? And we stop because we don't really quite grasp how life is played. And we don't really grasp that life is... life is an ambling gamble of who we are. And that's what we really try to do. But we really let go. We don't really let go because we really try to stay inside everything. And that is something that I do really... I really do something new to this when I don't even understand it's really going on, because we get so caught up in trying to make sure we think and we do this, we make choices, but we get tied up in knots because we don't know, we don't quite understand where life has taken us and where life is, where life is going to transpire. We get really wanted, and we get really locked and blocked. And we get locked and blocked in trying to fit into society, and we can't really move forward because we don't know what's happening inside ourselves. So I'm starting to grasp that the heaven we want to experience is inside us. It's not that we do sin, and even how we do things, and we really stop seeing who we are and we stop seeing who we are and we try to become something we're not. We let go of our classiness because we try to fit into society's way and we want to be up here and we have to think we're better than somebody and we do a whole bunch of this stuff, but it's really a classlessness within us. A classiness, because we uncharacterize and we uncategorize and we don't look at them and we just don't play in their way of life. We start playing in our own way of life. So today I'm opening up and really stop looking at anything more than what it is, because life is a new way to play, because we got to quit thinking the life is in the physical and it's all inside us. And it's really a journey of trial and tribulation to feel the elegance of it and the visualization of the peace and the harmony within us. And that is kind of where we're all at in this situation. But we can never do this and move forward at the same time, because life is about, life's about the liberation of our spirit. And that is why we go through the challenges that we do. And we really stop getting caught up and I get caught up in trying to outthink this guy, I know more than this guy, and I want to do this and I want to do that, but in the end, it's really about me setting myself free from all this. And that is where I'm really starting to understand. Not really starting. I'm really in the middle of it. And when I wrote that this morning, I had a chat with the devil today. The devil was inside me. When you can understand that the devil is inside you, how does that free you up in a different way? It really allows you to embellish some of the things going on inside yourself and really allow different things, different emotions, different feelings, different place and expand you, because it really comes down to an entertaining situation, because we never ever really understand everything in the physical world actually is from the inside of us. And so when I move forward now and I'm really starting to understand this and grasp it and a whole bunch of other things, I really see something else. in myself. I start to feel. And I'm really starting to see what is going on in my life. It's because I feel it more than anything in my life. And as I feel it, what does that do for you? Because that kind of frees everything up and really just allows things to happen and transpire. But it's called expansionism. I see myself expanding through life in a lionized way, but it's really coming down. How would it feel to know that heaven's inside you? And when you can feel the heaven inside you, your spirit goes to the next spiritual journey. How does that feel? And it really is kind of far out there. It even was, and it still is for me. But I never, ever understand that life is about all the struggles we feel. Because life isn't a gamble. It's an ambling acuity with a gambler's heart and an explorer's soul. And now, how does that feel? An ambling heart, an ambling acuity, a gambler heart, and a soul explorer. How does that open up a folklore of for sureness within yourself to understand that life is never going to be anything more than to be? So as I open up and understand that life does play in a bolder, bigger way. And that's what I'm really playing to do here in myself. And as life is really an ambling, how is life How's life not doing everything we think it should? And as we go forward with this, we open up a new persona within ourselves and really gamble with our own intelligence and our own geniusness. So, but how does a soul explorer feel? How does that open up a lure to live in the lionized, omnific, revolutionary elegance of oneself? Is the elegance of oneself the world sees? That is kind of opening up a new thing. The revolutionary elegance that we feel inside ourselves to beam in a better, bolder way. But as I allow this to transpire, life happens. And that's the thing, it's happening instead of expanding. How do we wait for the circumstances to happen before we allow it to expand? How do we sit and wait for everything? Even though we think we're pushing the buttons and doing all the right things, but how do we let our buttons get pushed and let the devil speak from within us? What does that do? What? How does that make you feel when you do that and you understand that? And you allow life to be a bolder, brighter, just a brighterness. A brighter essence really stands up and allows you to step forth and experience the elegance of oneself. As we do, as this happens, life really entertains the ordained omnipotence within ourselves. And that's the most powerful creation there is. So how do we allow this to transpire when it's... How do we allow this to inspire us instead of transpire? It's an inspire is an instant up, instant forward. But we try to allow things to happen so we get to stay. We want expansion, but yet we want to stay in the comfort zone of everything we do. How do you feel that is happening in your life? And we really stop ourselves in what we're doing. And we really become something else besides what we think we should. And where do we get locked and blocked in trying to think our way out of a situation instead of understand the situation to expand? How do we panic in the situation before we do anything? So I allow myself to go forward and do whatever I choose to do, because it's in the choose I feel the inspire. I inspire me to do whatever the cleverness within me says. How does that open you up and allow you to play in a bolder, brighter everything? As I allow this, something within me really plays a different, a new avenue of, it's a new avenue of aggrandizing astuteness, because you got to sprinkle yourself with some savvy spunk. Because you got to be savvy more than knowledge. Because savvy allows you to manipulate yourself and maneuver through things. And how does that really open up and allow different things to really, really engage you in a bolder, brighter situation? And now that I'm starting to understand that the heaven I look for is in me, how does that allow me to let go of the devil that's within me? That is a question for the classless classiness within me of expansionism to hear my revolutionary elegance dance, the daring astute, the daring audacious Nilos catapulting me every day into a bolder, brighter situation, and allows me to play somewhere where the angels are. So today, I really get to stop everything in my life because I get to break, I hit the green light of bright today. The red lights are off. The red lights are off forever. And all the green lights are shining so bright, the universe is turned into a freeway of freedom. So as I say this and I move into this, how does that make you feel in every way? So now I allow myself everything I choose to do to open up the new pathways of success that are in me. See, success is never in the external. The wealth and success are in the internal to be eternal. Opens my life for all the newness that I choose to experience. So I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, Hypnotherapy, NLP, Dream Sculpting, and everything you desire. But I'm also a published author, and my books open you up to this. And my Amazon page is www.amazon.com/Robert A. Wilson. So it's about the opening, and my email is cwbywsdm@gmail.com. So life is about the heaven on the internal, the feel, the celestial soul expand through life. So as I play this game, and I understand that life is never a game, it's about winning the saintliness of myself. All the saintliness I see in life is the greatness within myself. So today, and from here on, I'm going to open up to understand the heaven, the peace, and the prosperity I choose to experience is within me. And then I can clean that and have that happen. I can open up and really expand who I am. I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. My author's page is www.amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. And I'm going to say goodnight, and I will see you Thursday night, and may your week be as blessed as you are as a blessing to me.